Hey, brother Key, you okay?
Yeah, man. Of course I'm okay.
How did the Bevan meeting go?
Fine. She just wanted to talk to me about future plans and things.
Things?
You know, expansion.
Right. So the shop's cool?
Yeah, man. Safe as it's ever been.
Seen. Want a cup of tea or something?
No.
Hey, what? I want to do something, right?
All right.
I want to bust a move on Alice.
What?
Not bust a move, exactly. I want to ask her out. Truth is, I just need to talk to someone, and you like a dad to me. Plus, I ain't got no mates, but that's wholly secondary.
Carl, have I missed... Do you know if she feels anything for you?
Yeah, man. I know she feels something for me, Key. I feel it in bloodstream. Shit that powerful don't just happen one way, it just don't...
Maybe you misread.
I can't misread what's in my heart, Key.
I don't doubt that you feel for her.
I don't feel. I know.
Look, before you step to any woman, you got to make sure that it's something they would like, that you're compatible, that...
You think that I'm not good enough for her? Am I too dark for her or something?
Oh, Carl, come on. That's not what I meant.
Yes, it is. I'm all right for all those other girls around here, but Alice, no.
Carl, calm down. Count to 10. Come on. Slowly. 1.
I'm not a crack addict anymore, Key. I mean, you're treating me like the enemy and you don't understand. You ain't looking. What's happening in the shop, Key?
Nothing's happening with the shop, Carl. Everything is going to be fine.
You're lying to me. Why does everybody lie to me all the time? I'm not a fool. I'm not an idiot.
I didn't say you were, Carl. I was saying...
You're telling me everything's gonna be all right when I know that everything is fucked.
Carl, calm down.
I won't fucking calm down, Key. This is serious. I'm trying to tell you something and you won't hear me. Quest is going to take over your shop, Key.
Carl, don't be ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous. Look, here's the order thingy. Now, I could be wrong, you know. Maybe I read it wrong. I've done that before, but where the fuck is it?
Carl.
I'll find it in a minute. Just wait a second. I'll put it...
Carl, come on. Quasi, how you could be going there? Are you mad?
What did you call me? You see? You see? Do you have any idea how hard it is for me to tell you anything about Quasi? About your fucking darling upstairs?
Carl, look, I'm sorry if I...
I don't give a bombo about your sorry. You think I just make that up? I may have done some bad things, but I ain't the killer here.
I'm trying to protect you.
That's what they used to say in the madhouse before them inject me. In the courthouse before them send me down, and in my mom's house before she bucks me in the mouth. You hurt me, Key. You done fucked up.
Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Don't touch me!
What's the matter with Carl?
Nothing. We just had a little... You know, families do that, right? Alice, I've had a really hard day. I'm about to lock up.
I've never seen you upset before. I only came to return this. I borrowed it earlier.
You did?
Well, I didn't think you'd mind. You lend books all the time, don't you?
Not those, I don't.
Why not those?
Because they're not really supposed to leave the store. Why would you do that without asking me?
I'm sorry if I took your book without permission. But I've never seen or read anything like this before. I couldn't put it down. I read a story about this woman whose children wanted to play in the doll's house of their brother and sister. And the children got sold and the mother got whipped and she was mixed race like me.
I know the one.
And I found this other story. Listen to this. Women might have seen that Mr. Reynolds had come to collect me, to sell with the other 10 or so Pickneys, she fell to her knees and begged him to spare me. When she see that it weren't no good, she simply stood up and asked him to ask whoever it was that bide me to raise me for God. I was too young to understand what was going on, but I understand now. I never seed mother again all my living days. I was given away. And I tried to imagine the pain of this mother. What this mother felt, this parent felt. But I just simply couldn't.
Given away?
Adopted. Yeah.
No.
The pain of that child when she realised she would never see her mother again. Can you imagine?
Have you met your birth parents?
My father, yes. My mother, no.
How come?
He was easier to find.
I see. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's nothing to be sorry about. My real mum and dad were... Actually, you know what? There's a book over there that I wish was out when I was a kid. Caring for Black Hair. I didn't know you could even wear your hair other than in two bunches until I was 17.
This shop, Alice, will soon be a centre of excellence for black hair products. Run by two very nice looking Turkish guys. They don't have a great grasp of English at the moment, but I'm sure they've enough to know the difference between Afro Sheen and Dycan Dryden. It's not a problem. In fact, I feel rather good that in the first months of trading, no doubt more black folk will have passed through here than I'd have seen in my whole 15 years. What is a problem is that I must start anew, afresh, again. I can handle that, except maybe the last time I did that, I had a lot to leave behind. However, today you have added to my depleted strength. You're an angel. And I thank you.
What you and that gal have, Key?
We don't have nothing.
So what? She just jump up and ball, so? Is mad she mad?
I don't know.
Woman don't just boss eye water, so?
Not all women is hard like you, you know, Norma.
Indeed.
That sounded worse than I meant it to.
No, it's okay. What you doing?
I was about to call you, actually.
Really? So what was you going to call me to say?
I...
Why, something must be really bitey, you know, Dread. Cleaning up? Can't open your mouth, what?
Norma, Bernie vex you or something?
No, Bernie don't vex me. It's you making a fool of yourself that is vexing my soul.
Me?
Yes, you. A little mix-up girl breezy in here and turning your head stupid.
What you talking about?
You don't know that girl, Key. And you're laughing up like a fool. Talking up as if you and she's companion.
Norma, I converse with the girl. She's bright. What is the problem?
Oh, she is bright, is she? What else is there about this girl that you know for 2 minutes?
Norma.
No, don't Norma me. Tell me, what else is she that make you talk shit you should be keeping to yourself? Or to the people them that has been here with you since morning?
I don't know what is going on here, Norma, but it should stop right now.
Why? Why should it stop? It's the first real conversation we've had in a lifetime.
That's not true. We talk all the time.
About what you want to talk about. When was the last time you told me something new? Something you have never said before. Something about you. About your interland.
Norma, what are you trying to say here?
How can that Ross Clark gal that just reached be your angel, Key?
I didn't mean...
Then, what did you mean? Because words are everything, and you want to be careful about what you say because people might hear it and believe it.
All I was trying to say was that...
That what?
That I appreciate her being here.
And what about Mikiye? When was the last time you said you appreciate Mikiye?
I say that all the time. What do you want me to say that for?
Because sometimes a woman needs to hear it. But of course, I am hard, Norma. I don't need to hear anything.
I appreciate you, Norma. There. You okay now?
Don't patronize me.
Well, I don't know what you want, Norma, because I was simply expressing. Look, the licks I've been taking. I was simply expressing I'm pleased someone young wants to engage. That's what this place was built for, Norma. It's what it is.
Well, maybe we give too much attention to the youth. That girl is playing your key.
What is there to play, Norma? I have nothing.
That's the problem. You don't see what you have. You have us. You have the shop.
I don't have the shop anymore, Norma. It's gone. I squander your money, okay?
I know, the whole street know.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to come. I was going to call, but I plan to go out and... I'm going to get your money for you, Norma. It might take a little longer than I thought, but...
So that's it then?
Look so.
Not the shop. Me and you. If you don't have ear, where am I going to see you?
Come to me yard. I'll come to yours.
When was the last time you came to my house, Kiye?
I came...
You know the last time you come? When the car knocked me down and I was lay up in my bed for 6 weeks.
Well, there you go then.
That was 3 years ago. That's not coming to see your friend. You only came because you thought I was going to bed. When last you pick up yourself and say you'll come by me?
I don't like other people's houses.
Eyes other people?
No, but...
But what?
Family homes are for families, all right?
What shit is that?
It's not shit, okay? Now, I'm going to get your money by hook or by crook.
Give me a little satisfaction, Kiye. When I come back, me and you going to see Mustafa. Together.
It's not going to do no good, Norma.
Did you hear me? If I have to lose a thing, never let it be said that I didn't fight. Good.